send you back to Arkansas. Right.
Tell me what I say.
Tell me what I say.
Tell me what I say.
Yeah, girl. Tell me what I say.
Tell me what I say.
Thank you. Welcome to Pugs of Purpose. I'm Captain Dan. That's DJ Penny Lane. Hi.
I'm leaving you to hang. That was amazing. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
The song's giving you life today.
Yeah, it is. This is a good show.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
I did this show.
You did this. All on you.
My God. It's so funny because, like, what did I do before you? Scramble at the last minute to get a set list together most days because, like, when work gets busy, sometimes I can only, like, I hear people use this analogy of, like, spoons. Have you heard people say that? Like, I don't have enough spoons to do everything. Yeah. Some days I feel like that when work gets really busy and stressful. And I'm like, because I work a pretty stressful job.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Freaking stressful. And sometimes I'm like, oh, God, Punks and Parkas. Crap. And then you're like, I did the set list. I'm like, you're a godsend. But then there's times when the week is a little bit chill and I'm able to.
Yeah.
Pound out a set list.
Yeah, you banged this one off like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you had a bunch lined up. Because we had the St. Patrick's Day, so.
Yeah, and then we had whatever happened last week, I don't remember.
London.
Yes.
Yes. We had to strike while the iron was hot.
Yeah.
That we just booked those tickets to London. So we did a show about London. So this one sat in the pocket.
Yeah.
But it was a good one, so I wanted to do it. It's really just a mess of stuff. I've said this 1,000 times probably on this show. I listen to my Discover Weekly on Spotify all the time, and 50% of it is stuff I maybe haven't heard or haven't heard in a long time. A lot of it I have heard, but it's nice to... So a lot of this starts usually when I'm listening to my Discover Weekly.
Yeah.
This one actually started... I was talking to a friend about records, and I'm going through this quest to listen to all my records in as close to alphabetical order as possible. I haven't gotten past the D's because I keep buying stuff.
Yes, that's
and I have to go back. So I'm at like 211 records in,
I think so,
and I haven't gotten past the D's yet.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad. But I was telling my friend, and one of the records I recently kind of got was The Cake. And he was like, The Cake? Is that like Cake? Like Going the Distance? I'm like, no, this is a...
The Cake.
The Cake. They're a girls group from 1965, 67. They do kind of... Well, you heard it there. That's a cover of What I Say by Ray Charles, but founded it at Vintage Vinyl, and I kind of eyed it up on the shelf for a few weeks, and then you pulled the trigger for me.
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's what he does. I hum and haw sometimes.
And I just go in there.
You just do it. So that's The Cake, not Cake, The Cake. I urge you to check them out. They're really great. After that?
The Pleasure Seekers.
Yeah, never thought
you'd leave.
Me something.
Something.
It's got a full title. We're professional here.
We are totally
100%. Professional. The song title is I Never Thought You'd Leave Me.
Yeah.
That's just it. And finish that whole set off with Lustorama.
With Gotta Be Loved.
Gotta Be Loved. That one I'd never heard before. Came up on my Discover Weekly and I'm like, yes. This is my jam. This is my stuff.
See, I don't listen to my Discover Weekly very much.
Really?
Yeah.
You should.
I should, but I just listen to whatever playlists I like.
You make some great playlists.
Yeah.
I think I like it because it's pretty spot on giving you stuff that you would like.
Yeah.
Because it really, that's one thing I commend Spotify on is their algorithms are pretty good.
Yeah.
So if you play certain stuff, it starts feeding that stuff. So I love it. I love it. It's my Monday, sometimes Wednesday tradition, depending on how busy the week is.
Yep.
Yeah. So we got stuff to discuss later on. Record Store Day is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Returning to the station.
Yes.
More information on that. Lots of stuff.
And that's it, yeah.
We're going away.
We are. In a couple of weeks.
Yeah. But before we, you know, we got to give you something. It's called like leaving a teaser out.
Yep.
So you'll stay listening so you can hear us chat about really like mundane crap.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that later. What do we got next?
We got Ball and Jack, Found a Child.
What did I think? It was Balling what?
Ball and Chain.
Ball and Chain. All right, here we go.
We'll be right back. fiddle. How about a British jig and reel? Speaking King's English in quotation. As railhead towns fill the steel mills rust, water froze in that generation. Clear as winter ice, this is your paradise. There ain't no need for your, there ain't no need for you. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Wanna join in a chorus of the admiration blues? Christmas out in Ho Chi Minh. Sip the kitty, say Papa said, take me home. See me got photograph of you. And Mama said, oh Mama said, let me tell you about your blood bamboo kiss. It ain't Coca-Cola, it's rice. Straight to hell, boys. Go straight to hell, boys. Straight to hell, yo. Play mine, craze banjo on the Jockey Jack Ragtime USA in Parkland International. Ha! Junkie Dump USA. Where procaine proves the purest rockman good and rat poison, the volatile motives say. Can you cough it out loud and strong? The immigrants, they wanna sing all night long. It could be anywhere, most likely could be any frontier. Never live round here. Go straight to hell, boys. Go straight to hell, boys. Go straight to hell, boys. Go, yeah. Go straight to hell.
Sleeping, Ma was in the church weeping. Daddy was ready to give his daughter away. Clarissa to Auntie Mary. How have you been keeping? I haven't seen you since Grandpa passed away. Gone bad today.
Well, what you're doing?
Gone bad today. Driving myself to Reckham Brewing. But when the preacher said, say I do, I looked at you and I knew what I was doing was right. I said, when a preacher said, say I do, Jenny, I looked at you and I knew what I was doing was right. Before I couldn't sleep, thinking about the vows I had to keep, for better, worse, forevermore. Standing at the altar, my heart beating faster, man, if I were a bird, I'd fly straight through the door. Gone bad today,
thinking about what you're doing.
Gone bad today, driving myself to wreck and ruin. But when the preacher said, say I did, I looked at you and I knew what I was doing was right. I said, when the preacher said, say I did, I looked at you, babe, I knew what I was doing was right.
It's funny because when I put that one in to download it to the show, you start singing that, and I'm like, nah. That is, who was it?
Coca-Cola Bottle Baby by the Baker Brothers.
Coca-Cola Bottle Baby by the Baker Brothers. That's
a tongue twister.
That's right, a mouthful.
Yeah.
It's such a good song. Now I know, like, that sample. This song takes a sample from another song, so it's been sampled in two different songs.
Yeah.
I had a long day.
And then Daft Punk made it famous.
Yeah. Pretty much. Welcome back. Punks the Parkas. 101.5. You on that fan?
We're here.
I'm Captain Dan.
That's Captain Dan. I'm DJ Pennyley.
Hi. Do I really sound like that?
No.
Okay.
You sound better.
Okay. I've had a long day, so excuse me. But what do we play? Let's do that first. So that was Baker Button.
We started off with Ball and Jack. Yeah, apparently he found a child.
Just do it.
Horace Andy went straight to hell. Hot Chocolate with Confetti Day.
Yep.
And finish it off with
Cola Bottle Baby
by the Baker
Brothers. You struggle with that, hey?
I want to say Coca-Cola.
You
want to
say Coca-Cola, yeah. Makes sense. Makes sense. So, good news. So, last week, Hunter got COVID.
Yes.
We literally found out as we sat down to record the show that Hunter tested positive for COVID. He's okay.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, it's so funny how it affects everybody differently, we've been finding, because it seems like we went 2 years without really knowing people personally that came down with COVID. And in the last, like, 2 weeks, I've known five people, I can easily, including my son. Like, so please be careful. But anyway, he's doing much better.
Yes.
But it affects everybody differently. One of my coworkers is just struggling with it. Like, he's having such a hard time shaking it. So be aware that not everybody recovers as well. And it affects everybody differently. But he's doing okay.
Yep.
A little gargly.
A little gurgly.
Tired. He says he gets tired. But, you know, he did his 5 days in isolation over spring break like a
champ. That was a great spring break for him.
Oh, poor kid. I felt so sorry for him. But he's okay. So for all of you asking, Hunter's doing well.
Appreciate doing that. Great.
Doing great. We're going away in a couple weeks.
We are.
We're going to be in Ottawa visiting my sister.
Yes.
Your first time meeting my sister.
Yeah. We've been dating for like 3 years. I have never met your sister.
Yeah. I don't have family here. Yeah. Like I come from a very small family to begin with. And I lost my parents a few years ago. I've lost both my aunts. I have one uncle through marriage. I have no first cousins. Like, my family tree is straight.
Yep.
So, my sister's lived in Ottawa for like 13, 14 years. After my parents passed away, COVID, stuff just happened. And she got sick and blah, blah, blah. We haven't had a chance to visit, but we were going to go last Christmas and then COVID.
Yep.
So, finally, we're going.
Finally.
So, you're going to meet my sister.
Yep.
Are you nervous?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. She's awesome. And you've never really been to Ottawa.
No, I've never. Yeah. I've been out that way. I've been past Ottawa, but I haven't been to Ottawa.
You haven't been to Ottawa. Yeah. So saying this because we're going to be there on Record Store Day.
Yes.
And I let my sister know. I was like, hey, heads up. Saturday is Record Store Day. We want to at least go to a record before we start our day of sightseeing. So if you live in Ottawa or the surrounding area, and you know a good, we're probably just going to be able to hit the one.
Yeah.
So if you can hit one record store in Ottawa.
What would it be?
What would it be?
Let us know.
Let us know. You're at Captain_Dan75 on Instagram. I'm at DJ Penny Lane on Instagram, TikTok,
everywhere.
Whatever. Yeah, it's easy to find me. Let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing some research and there looks like there's quite a few good stores, but I want to know from the people who actually
We want to know buy. From the people on the street.
From the people.
What is People. The best record store to go to in Ottawa?
For Record Store Day. Yeah. Let us know. Another thing to talk about, speaking of Record Store Day, before I go on, for those who don't know what Record Store Day is, it's basically a group of guys in the States decided that they wanted to celebrate independent music stores. Sorry, this has been happening for like 15, 16 years, I think. So it started small, you know, special releases that get sent out to record stores, but over the years it's gotten bigger, more people are in, but you'll get a lot of special pressings. There's that, we call it the list.
Yeah.
You look up Record Store Day Canada, you can go and see the list of items that are going to be released on that day. What's bizarre about this is that you don't know what stores are getting what items.
Yes.
The stores don't even know. It's a random, they apply to be a part of Record Store Day. They say, I think they let them know how big their store is, so they know how much supply
they have to know what size and what their sales are in this what records they're going to get.
But they get a random,
yeah.
And trust me, some stuff is pressed 10,000, some pressed 500.
Yeah.
So it's really a lottery. You
yeah.
never know.
Yeah, because I went to Into the Music last year,
yeah.
And I waited on the line. They had a list up front. Going to the store, half that list wasn't even
out. Because sometimes it doesn't get the wrong time either.
Yeah.
So it's kind of that's what makes it fun, though.
Because
yeah. then you're kind of forced to go visit multiple stores and stuff, and it's interesting. But
yeah.
If you haven't taken part in Record Store Day, give it a shot. It's
yeah.
a great way to support your local record store. But that being said, it's a new release kind of thing. So we have stores like Vintage Vinyl.
Yeah.
Who doesn't do with new releases? Doesn't sell new releases.
No, he doesn't.
So they can't.
Yeah.
I'm using air quotes, partake in Record Store Day. So what they do is they do their own.
Yeah, they
right?
have a sale. They have,
yeah.
you know, stuff that he got stashed away that he puts out.
Oh, we saw some of
it. We saw some of it, yeah.
There's some Smiths there.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
while you're out supporting those who sell new releases, and nothing wrong with that, I think it's awesome. We
yeah.
buy new releases. We do. Make sure you're also supporting these other guys who their bread and butter is like curating special used records.
Yeah.
Because they need it too. So Vintage Vinyl is doing some fun stuff for Record Store Day. Be sure to check them out.
Yep.
At Vintage Vinyl 204. Sadly, we won't be here.
No, we won't.
So you won't be getting that Smith by the looks of it.
Well, I have that one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I'm the one that doesn't
yeah.
have it. So you're fine.
Yep.
You're fine. One more thing to talk about. Return to the Station.
Yes.
So you may notice some of the shows you're hearing this week sound a little different.
Yeah. As of the Monday, we were allowed back into
yeah.
the studio.
So some people are, I guess, doing that.
Yeah.
You'll
some
notice.
Some people are still doing this. So.
We're still doing this in my
yeah.
kitchen with Zachary.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to give it till the end of the month just because COVID numbers in the city have been
a
roller coaster.
Yeah, they're not bad right now. But
yeah. But we're going to, you know, just see how it goes.
Yeah.
Plus, it gives us a bit of a second to get ready because we got to figure out how we're going to do it live in the booth again.
Yeah.
So
get used to it.
Get used to it again and determine how we're going to do the set list, whether it's a laptop, a phone, but whatever. These are logistics that you guys don't give a about.
Yeah.
Yeah. You care about the music.
That's right. That's all you guys care about.
Yeah.
You don't care about us, just
no.
the music.
No, we are just vessels.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to turn around. I'm going to walk away right now.
Yeah.
I don't want this anymore. No, I'm done.
Look what you did. You listen.
I'm kidding.
But you did, damn. Yeah, no. We love doing the show. So
yes.
We will be back in the booth live soon. We're hoping beginning of May.
Yep.
Music?
Let's play some more music.
Lathered enough.
I don't know what we're going to play because my phone died.
Well, it didn't die. It just closed. We have a set list on our phone. So we are going straight into, the Delmonas.
Ooh,
I love the Delmonas. I don't have to say that. People hear that all the time.
Yeah.
This is Jealousy.
Oui, oui.
Mesdames et messieurs, les Delmonas 5 ont le grand honneur de vous présenter deux de leurs hits, surtout pour leurs amis français du monde.
Fais des choses avec autre fille, fais des choses qui nous foutraient bas. Lui a dit, pas Dieu demain, pas Dieu demain avec autre fille. L'expliquera que je suis prêt.
Jalousie. Tu fais l'heure de mes grands regards. Sweet, sweet. Get that bread. I know it's all that grease all over your fingers.
Yeah.
Hell of a lassie running down the side of your mouth. Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my brother, breaking bread with my sister, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my cousin, breaking bread with my buddies, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my brother, breaking bread with my sister, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my cousin, breaking bread with my buddies, breaking bread.
Hi, welcome back. We are about ready to head out.
I'm playing my favorite game, COVID or allergies.
Yeah, it's that's allergies. Pretty much what it's been for the past 2 years.
Anyway, you're right. We're done.
We're done.
I had more songs planned, but we ain't going to get to them.
No,
we're so, not. Have a good weekend.
Yes.
You know, something's going on this weekend.
Yeah, it's Penny Lane's birthday on Monday.
I know, I'm going to be 23.
Yep.
Don't I look amazing?
You do.
Oh, sweet. I'm like, no, it's more like the second one in 0.75. Math sucks. I'm not 23.
She's 25.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to celebrate a little bit.
Yep.
Low key. You get older, you don't do birthday things too much. You do.
I do.
Maybe next year for me. Anyway, have a great weekend, everyone. Take care, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Yep. See you guys.
Well, now, talk, oh yeah. Get you really got me well trained.